Hey guys, it is Nick here on the Truth Unmasked podcast. I have not been on here in a while, so I wanted to hop on and do a little podcast this week. I wanted to touch on the Mark of the Beast because this is a topic that is a sore spot for a lot of people, but it is super important. I think people aren't swallowing the fact that this vaccine is, in fact, the Mark of the Beast, and the level of denial out there is crazy. So I'm going to let everyone know that if you do go to my website, www.truthunmasked.org, you can go to the page that says Mark of the Beast and look at it yourself. Although you really only need scripture to see this. This has been revealed to everyone for a long time, and people are, in fact, worshiping the beast, the name of the beast, already. So I'm going to go through this right now a little bit just so that people can kind of get a little bit of a grasp on it. And it's so important right now that we are telling people the truth about this. So the people that haven't taken the mark potentially don't. I mean, we'll look at just the simplicity, just break it down, the simplicity. The contents of the vaccine itself. There's luciferase in it, the bioluminescent that's in the vaccine. Lucifer, the name of the beast, right there. The nanotechnology, the microbots are in it. The RFID chip tracking device that's in some of these vaccines. The graphene oxide, that is what connects to these 5G towers. You're seeing people, this magnetic, all these videos of people that are sticking magnets to themselves. This is how this is occurring. And then you look at the patent for the vaccine, the W02020060606. And then you look at the 666 cryptocurrency system that's going to use body activity data. And 666 is the number of the beast. I mean, they're laying it out for you. These things are all laid out. So it's important that people look at the simplicity of it and not try to overcomplicate this. There are many people that are trying to lead you astray down false paths, tell you that other things are the mark of the beast. When they tell you about the buying and selling attached to the mark, they're literally, this is literal. So when you receive the mark of the beast, you're going to be eternally condemned. I just had this discussion with somebody yesterday. You can read about this in Revelation 14. It starts in verse 9. I think it goes to about verse 12, maybe 12, 13. I don't have my Bible in front of me. I probably should have for this podcast. But it tells you there's eternal condemnation for anyone that's willing to take the mark. You're either marked to God, sealed to God, or marked to Lucifer, Satan. And this is by choice. Nobody is taking this vaccine not by choice. Everyone's choosing to take it, and you see people are almost idolizing it. They're claiming that this is the only way they can live their life. They're posting all over social media. Anywhere you go, this is all people are talking about, which brand of the vaccine they took. Did you take the vaccine? Did you not take the vaccine? There's signage everywhere. There's commercials everywhere. It's all everyone's talking about. People are wearing stickers. People are wearing t-shirts. They're truly idolizing this and worshiping this. And the name of the beast is within it. So people are already worshiping this. Excuse me, I'm drinking coffee while I'm doing this. So by taking this vaccine, the end game of it is it's going to be the only way that you're going to be able to buy or sell or participate in the marketplace already. And they're starting to, in society, get you ready for this. You're already seeing this. The mask was part of it. The mask, a lot of people will refer to it as the precursor to the Mark of the Beast. It's connected. It's part of a ritual to get you submissive, indoctrinate you into this satanic cult. There are multiple reasons why they use the mask, because it also does get you sick, to continue this illness agenda, to fear you into wanting to take the Mark of the Beast. I mean, there's multiple reasons for the mask, but it is part of this whole submissiveness. And you're already seeing a lot of places where they're connecting the two together. Either you need the mask or the mark of the beast in order to enter, and they may not be checking the status per se, but it's going to get to that point. And you can look back at the mask agenda from the beginning, and at first it was you didn't need the mask. Then it was you only need the mask in certain places. And then it was they didn't really enforce it. And then it was they really did enforce it. And then it was some people could not get in places. And then it was truly only people that really did have, you know, the protection of angels sent from God were able to truly get into these places. And you can believe this or not believe this, but these things are written. And police, you know, who are only there to protect the beast system, are the ones that would come and actually remove people from the marketplace. And the marketplace includes healthcare. The marketplace includes grocery stores, government buildings, any of these things at all. Pretty soon, you're going to have taken this mark. It's going to get to this point. And I'm going to go into this more in a minute. But they're going to ease you into it. And I said this on a video yesterday for people that are like, well, they haven't revealed the Antichrist yet. The Antichrist is revealed. You just need to read scripture. You need to line this up against what's happening now. You need to line it up against historical documents, historical evidence. You need to read it with open eyes, ears, and heart. Prayerfully read it, so that you have good, solid understanding while you're doing so. Read it contextually. This is what people don't do, so they don't have understanding. They just go to these churches, which are, you know, the harlots of the Catholic Church, and they think that they gain understanding that way, and that's not true. You're actually being led to be more confused, and Satan himself is the author of confusion, who is behind this misleading doctrine that is being fed to you when you go to these churches. So you have to be very careful and seek this knowledge on your own. You have to truly be like the Bereans were in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and seek to make sure that anything that's being told to you is truthful, and seek that by turning to the Word of God and use a discerning heart and discerning ears, especially now. There's no excuse that's going to be okay for taking the mark of the beast. So let me go on. I'm rambling a little bit here. So in Matthew 13:14, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. Then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. It's the same Greek word for buy in Revelation 13:17. Which means go to market or purchase. And the Greek word sell in Revelation 13:17, which means barter, whatever, or sold. So buy or sell in Revelation literally means buying and selling. So you're going to be banned from the marketplace. If you don't take the mark of the beast, you will not be participating in this cost per action system that they're going to have set up. You're going to perform whatever actions that they want you to perform, and then be granted whatever digital allotment they allow you to have so that you can participate in their society. And that's the way it's going to be set up. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, you're basically going to be an outcast, fending for yourself, relying on the protection of the Most High and the provision of the Most High. And that's how it's going to be. So you need to have a firm foundation of faith now if you're going to stand against this and not suffer eternal condemnation. That's how it works. And you need to understand these things. So there's been a lot of people that have wrongly claimed that the mark of the beast is not a literal mark. There's people that have said it's a metaphor, people that have claimed it's Sunday worship, or that it's only an allegiance to the corrupt world system. But when people say these things, they're claiming that the Word of God is not truth. This is the problem. The people that make these claims, that make these, you know, false claims, are people like the Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses. These are satanic false churches to begin with. So they deny that the mark of the beast is an actual literal mark on your right hand, forehead. So you have to watch where these false claims originate. You can't be led astray right now. You have to be always on guard with the armor of God on right now. It's so important to see the battle that we're in. So despite all this Sunday worship talk and all these things that they try to claim is the mark of the beast, you have to realize this vaccine is the mark of the beast. And any level of denial because a loved one that you know or someone you care about may have taken it, you need to realize, like I've been saying from the beginning, the most loving act that we could have ever done is speak up, regardless if they're going to hate us for what we say, because we could say something that can save their eternal soul. That matters more than them liking us right now. So, sorry about that. I got a little distracted here. Be assured that the devil, through the beast, the Antichrist, is trying to get your soul. And if you receive the mark of the beast, you must be able to recognize this mark of the beast and refuse it in the end. We all have a right to refuse this vaccine. This is what I'm saying. So all people that are claiming that it's not the vaccine because you have to be able to willingly take it, and this is told, again, refer back to Revelation 14, 9 through 12. It might go out to 13. I'll have to double check that. Anyway, you have a right to refuse these anywhere that you go. And there might be people that say, well, you can't. I can't refuse it because my job says I have to take it. Your job's not mandatory. So understand this. You have a right to say to your job, oh, I'm not going to take it. I just won't work here anymore. Your job's not mandatory for you to continue to breathe in and out. You have a right to refuse to work there. So you're just not thinking with a clear mind when you say things like that. So you have to be very careful about the things that you say. You have to be very careful about the way that you think. You have to be rational in your thoughts, have a sound mind that God granted you. We don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of sound mind. So keep this in mind too. The ID 2020 Alliance, they included in their statement, I'm going to read this for you. I have this in front of me. Non-participants in the system are going to be unable to buy or sell goods or services. And I'm going to give you the website so you can go look this up yourself. This just shows you this indeed is the mark of the beast. And one of the things that they're working towards is the quantum dot tattoo, the micro needle vaccine to be able to mass vaccinate people. So you can go to windows.com/Microsoft-Universal-Digital-Identification-and-U, and you can read about that yourself. Again, what they said was non-participants in this system would be unable to buy or sell goods or services. And this is what the end goal is. So just, I also say this all the time too. We have been so conditioned to be a people of instant gratification, and they did this with the internet, they did this with social media, that we think if something doesn't happen immediate, that it's not going to happen. So they're easing us into this. So people think that since the Antichrist hasn't stood on a podium right now and said, hi, I'm the Antichrist, and since they haven't stood on a podium and said, hey, this vaccine is the mark of the beast, that these things aren't so. But these things have been revealed in Scripture to you, and they're easing you into these things, just like they eased you into the mask and you didn't even notice it. So it's happening. It's happening right now, and some of us are telling you these things regardless of what you're going to think of us, regardless if you think that we're crazy, if you think that we're lunatics. We are in good company when you say that, because every one of the apostles of Christ, the same things were said about them, to the point of them being martyred or exiled. chased down, imprisoned, flogged, beaten, hated. All these things happened because they spoke the absolute truth. So it's not going to stop those of us that know the truth from telling it to you. So as far as the quantum dot, eventually what they're going to do too is they want to make sure that you've all been vaccinated. Right now they're talking about everyone carrying this goofy CDC card. They're doing different cards in different countries and things like that. Eventually what they want to do is be able to, with this luciferase, monitor your vaccination record right through your skin. There's another website you can go to read about that too. These websites are all, again, right on www.truthunmasked.org. If you click on the Mark of the Beast, you can read about that. It's going to be, they're calling it an on-body technology, like a biosensing application where they're going to be able to screen your vaccination record anywhere that you go. And it's going to be another way that you'll be able to participate in different parts of the marketplace. So for anyone that's too blind to see that this is, in fact, the Mark of the Beast, and they're not doing all this all right this second, because if they rolled it all out day one, nobody would go take the Mark of the Beast. You have to see how they have to roll this out slowly so that people will accept it. Just like the mask. Think about the mask. If they initially came out with the mask and said, you have to wear the mask every single place that you go, always, at all times, nobody would do that. Nobody would have done it at all. So they rolled it out slowly. That's why the beginning of this fake virus, plandemic, they said, masks aren't necessary. And this is why everyone still shares those videos of various health experts, I'm doing air quotes here, saying masks aren't necessary, they don't prevent any illness, blah, blah, blah. But then 3-4 months into this fake virus, all of a sudden they were recommending masks. And people just started accepting it because the fear porn started getting pushed. And then little by little, they started saying, well, you don't need to wear them in your car. Please don't ever wear them in your car. You don't need to wear them outside. But then they slowly eased that. Well, you probably should wear them in the park. Well, you probably should wear them while you hike. Well, you probably should wear them when you go out fishing. They eased you into it. So now everyone shares the videos where they originally said you didn't have to wear them at all. But this is what they do. And they're doing the same thing with the Mark of the Beast because it's the only way that everyone will accept it, except for the elect, except for the few that will see through the lies. And the few that see through the lies will continue to tell you the truth in hopes that you will tell everybody and some people will know better and won't be condemned eternally. And again, I'm telling you, you need to go to Revelation 14:9 and read until you see for yourself. Eternal condemnation for those who take the Mark of the Beast. And if you've already taken it and have regret, well, you should, because it was the most eternal mistake. Anyway, thank you all for popping on and listening, and hopefully I will be a little better at doing these regularly, and I will see you on the next episode.